have written to the minister, and basically there's this, a very small but I suppose a significant amount of homeowners that the retrospective uplift is not going to apply if this deadline of the 29th of March is imposed. The council's department's officials question and answers about early applicants, one of the questions in that is, will my current application benefit from the enhancements under the new scheme, and if so, what do I need to do? And it clearly does state, yes, the decision from the government that existing applicants under the previous grant scheme will not be disadvantaged from being early movers. You will benefit retrospectively from the increased grant amounts and allowances available under the scheme. So to me, that's not playing ball. That's just not fair. These early movers had no choice but to move early. You know, they were sort of guinea pigs of this scheme, you could say. And they were under severe stress and still are under severe stress financially. And this uplift would certainly help them. But to be excluded at this stage is extremely unfair. Anything less than including them, you know, knowingly abandons these families and permanently leaves them with financial woes, you know. So I do think that the minister needs to look at that and readdress it and get everyone that's engaged with this scheme to date included as promised.
And those early movers, they are out thousands, tens of thousands of euro, because they did think that they would be able to recoup some of those costs, and now they've been left, you know, with this huge financial burden.
Yes, indeed. I think you had Stephen O'Donnell on the phone, who I've been in contact with, as I have with a few others as well, who are extremely, extremely annoyed about this, because they believe that they moved early, they'd done what they were supposed to do, they'd done everything the government asked. They acted swiftly, they acted responsibly and followed the rules. They didn't have a choice, as I said. Their home was crumbling around their families, and their health and safety was being compromised. So they made huge sacrifices to move early and incurred really a lot of stress, and now they're being left financially crippled. Stephen was on and gave his story, and I'd like to thank him for doing that, you know, outlining, you know, that he was forced to take out loans, a 50,000 euro loan. He's paid more than 24,000 euro in rent. And if that retrospective uplift had applied to him as promised, that would help him with the financial burden he's currently experiencing. And he's been excluded for, due to a matter of days, basically. So, you know, it does need to be looked at again. And that's what I'm asking the minister to do. It's such a small cohort of families that are affected by this, and I suppose it's a drop in the ocean as in terms of the monetary value in relation to the whole scheme in general.